Hi, my name is Frankie. Thank you for listening to Two My Mom. I never listen.
Every time we roll out the podcast, it gets better and better with Hannah Hidalgo, the electric all-star player of the year, All-American at the University of Notre Dame. Hannah, so great to have you on Nothing But Net. Thanks for taking the time.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Listen, you're like a blink, right? You're a quick snap. Like, you do everything fast. I want to know, do you eat fast? Do you drive fast? Do you walk fast? I mean, is there anything you do slow?
You know, I think I do kind of do everything fast, honestly. I'm not going to talk about the driving part because my mom and dad will probably watch this. But, I do kind of live a little fast.
I'm so intrigued by your pure joy. You can't help but watch you play with all the ways that you impact the game. And we'll get into that in a second. But I want to know where that joy comes from, where it just pours out of you. Why?
I'm blessed. Honestly, that's kind of how I can summarize it. You know, I'm just thankful to be able to play the game of basketball. I give all glory to God because, you know, it's truly a blessing to be in the position that I'm in, to kind of do what I do. So when I go on the court, you know, I'm just thankful that I'm able to play the game of basketball again.
A lot of players coming up when they're younger, they learn how to play the game, shooting the basketball. Some learn playing defense because offense hasn't caught up to their defense. I want to know, how did you learn how to play? Because you do equally so well.
I think it was just that. I think it was a matter of me being the smallest player on the court and having to find something different that kind of stood out from everyone else. And I was always one of the fastest players on the court. And so, you know, it was kind of easy to be able to just pick up full court or just kind of disrupt the ball handler. And I was always told that defense wins championships. And so I kind of stuck with that and I ran with it. And that, you know, just kind of became my staple.
Have you changed your philosophy at all? Because I'm going to sell you on the other side. I think offense wins championships.
No, I'm kind of sticking with it. I know my offense is started by my defense.
Growing up in New Jersey, tell us a little bit about your childhood. Like, you know, what was your day like? Was there a special gym you went to, or was there an outdoor court where you played with the guys? I mean, what was it like?
Yeah, I think my childhood consists of, you know, we had a half court in our backyard. So I have four brothers, so we would all be outside. My dad would hop in the games with us, and we would either play 2-on-2 or 3-on-3, and we would just be out in the back court. We would do dribbling drills. My dad would work us out, and we were just out there, you know, every single day. My dad had coached AAU with the boys, so they would come over and I would train with them. And so it was just always, you know, basketball players over, and we were always in the backyard playing.
Is that part of where your competitiveness comes from? Because I'm sure there were times where you left the court crying, or one of your brothers left the court crying. Yeah. Like, I'm guessing that there were probably a few, you know, black eyes or busted lips. How did it go?
Yeah, it was definitely gritty growing up. I wasn't typically the one leaving the court crying, but, you know, I feel like that's definitely where I get my edge, playing against boys growing up. It definitely helped me compete when I went against the girls and things like that, because they're a little more aggressive, and they definitely weren't taking it lightly on me. I mean, my brother's 6'4" now, so my dad would have me going up against him 1-on-1 full court. So, you know, that's definitely where I get my edge from, for sure.
You do have a knack for rebounding in a crowd with your size, finishing around the rim with your size. Mm-hmm. Is all of that a derivative of playing with your brothers and playing against that kind of size? And that's where you learned how to sort of control the ground?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, my brother being so much taller than me, and even my cousin, who was also 6'4", my dad would have me, you know, trying to figure out how to score over them. You know, being so tall, they would block my shots. So my dad was always telling me, you have to find different ways to score over them, whether that's a floater or that's not getting all the way to the rim, that's a jump shot, or, you know, just finishing differently. I think playing against them really helped me, you know, go against the girls, because it's not too many girls who are, you know, 6'4", 6'5", you know, going up against.
And there's not too many women that have the quickness that you have, whether it's on the defensive end where you don't give up a negative step, right? Or if it's on the offensive end where your first step is so explosive. Like, I'm watching your footwork all the time. I'm amazed at how you do things so efficiently with your quickness. How is that an instinct, or is that some film, or is that just repetition on either side, you know, defending or, you know, playing off the bounce?
Yeah, I think honestly it's second nature now at this point. I think I've always kind of had the speed, and when I go and I play the game, you know, I'm not really thinking about what I'm going to do next, you know, that kind of first step. I kind of either read the offensive player or the defensive player, and I'm, you know, trying to think one step ahead of them. So at this point, it's second nature.
You were one of the most sought after recruits when you came out of high school. You could have gone anywhere to play, and you chose Notre Dame. And one of the things about Notre Dame, I've always said, like, Penn State might be linebacker you, but Notre Dame is guard you. There's a lot of guards that have been great for a long time that have played through the history of that great program. Was that something that was considered a challenge? Did you look at that as, you know, an opportunity to play at that level and match yourself up against some of the greats of Notre Dame history, or did it not even factor in? You were just thinking about winning a championship.
I think it all factored in, honestly, just looking at the history of Notre Dame and seeing that, you know, this is guard you with either Rike or Skyler or even Coach Ivy. You know, these are some phenomenal guards that have come through the program. And so just seeing how great the guards were that came through here, how developed they were coming through here, you know, it was definitely something that I considered as I was picking my school. But it was mostly, you know, Coach Ivy. She was definitely, you know, the main reason that I picked Notre Dame.
Well, Coach Ivy knows about how to play that position. She's won a national championship, and her son, Jaden, is a great player in the NBA. So there's a lot of things you can pull from and learn from. When you think about Notre Dame as a campus, like, it's such a beautiful place. I never believe that recruits ever say, I like to go someplace because it has a beautiful campus. I can't believe that factors in. Buildings are one thing. People are another. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the people of Notre Dame and the spirit there that was so compelling that made you want to go there.
Yeah, I think it was so different compared to any other school that I had visited. Because, you know, you're going to get everybody's best during the recruitment process. And so, you know, everybody's putting their best foot forward, especially me being a top recruit coming out of high school. So I did a lot of asking around, especially with Coach Ivy, like, you know, what kind of person is she like? And I got the same thing from everyone, like, what you see is what you're going to get. And so, you know, I kind of trusted, had to go off of that. But especially when I came on my visit, I really felt it. When we went to Coach Ivy's house and we were all having dinner, it felt like a family. It felt like everybody was tight-knit. And then when I came here, it was exactly kind of what I saw during the recruitment process. And, you know, even more, everybody still treats me like a family. And, you know, Coach Ivy, she's still always talking to me. She's such a player's coach. And, you know, that's really big for me. Being such a big family person, I need connections, and I love connections. So it's really big for me.
Let's talk a little bit about the landscape of college basketball right now. I mean, you're a big star. You've got celebrity status. You've got a huge following. You have a lot of opportunity to showcase some of your skill set, not just on the floor, but off the court.
Yeah.
Tell me what has best prepared you to manage the celebrity and the expectation that come with being Hannah Hidalgo.
I think my faith is what really helps me get through all the hype and everything like that. Putting my trust in God, it keeps me humble. Just knowing that everything that I have comes from the Lord and it can be taken away in the blink of an eye, just, you know, keeps me grounded. You know, I have a great support system that don't let me get too high or also don't let me get too low. So they keep me, you know, very stable, very level.
I have learned in my 4 decades in the game that you guys are all connected. Like, we never had contact with the other teams, right? So you would never see them. You might see them in some pickup games in the summer, but it wasn't like you had the ability to reach out to them or you even wanted to reach out to them. But there's a certain connectivity amongst players today. What do you benefit from having those kind of relationships around other players that are in not the same, but in similar situations about the celebrity around the game?
You know, I think it's really beneficial, especially for me. My best friend plays at Texas, Madison Booker. So she knows, she kind of understands a little bit about, you know, having a big name and everything like that. And so, you know, just talking to her, she's able to get like, you know, I'm tired or, you know, I had this person come up to me, ask for pictures and autographs. So like, she kind of understands that. And so, you know, just being able to connect with other players with, you know, this kind of status, it's honestly super inspiring to see and, you know, be a part of. But, you know, talking to them, and they really understand, you know, kind of what it's like to be in this position.
Yeah, this is the new normal, right? I mean, this is the new normal. Like, if you've been, you know, I mean, I'm not going to tell you about pushing a tire up the hill in the snow or, you know, all that. But, you know, that's where a lot of us that have been a part of the game for a long time have hoped that the game would get to. I mean, this is not just a moment. It could be if we didn't capitalize on it. Yeah. And it could be more than a movement. What do you think your responsibility is inside the game when it comes to putting a product on the floor and sort of living up to the hype?
You know, for the hype, I feel like I try not to focus too much on it because it can really get you really high or it can really get you really low, especially with the use of social media now. Try not to be too focused on that, but just, you know, going out and, you know, just playing basketball and kind of having fun with it, not getting too much in my head about, you know, this, how many points I'm scoring or, you know, how well am I doing. Of course, it's there and it's evident, but I try not to focus too much on it.
Well, you brought up stats, and that's a point of contention, it seems to be, not for somebody like me, but people around the country are all worried about how the chemistry was going to work for Notre Dame, which ultimately gets to stats. And you brought up stats. So how is the chemistry working? You're not even a full team yet. Maddie Westfeld's not back. You've had some injury. You guys are not whole yet. How's it going?
I think our chemistry is amazing. I think it's has grown so much from compared to last year. And just having these pieces now that we have with transfers, freshmen, having the injured players come back, I think our chemistry is so tight-knit. And, you know, it feels good playing with a team that knows that has your back, you know. And we, again, we don't even have our full roster. We don't even have full firepower. Just having Liza back, having Maddie back is going to be so helpful for us. And when we get everybody back, it's going to be so great for us as a team because, you know, we're doing well now and we look good now, but, you know, how much better will we look when all these pieces come back? But, you know, even playing with Olivia Miles, of course, that was kind of everybody's big question, how will Hannah and Olivia Miles kind of play together? But, you know, we've been playing together since the summertime and it always worked. You know, when we get on the court, we put, you know, our feelings aside about anything else, what the fans are saying, you know, and we're kind of locked into each other, everybody. So it's working well, and we can only go up from here.
I mean, the WNBA is full of great guards that all get along and play well. It makes your team better. I mean, that's what you're ultimately striving to do. All right, so I want to know about, like, when you sort of turn your switch off, if you do, because maybe you don't even have a switch. I have the feeling that this is the way you are all the time, Hannah, that you're upbeat, fun, you've got a positive attitude, and you got a great smile, right? And you can see it's infectious watching you play, how much fun you're having. And Notre Dame's such a great crowd, right? They love it. They love good guard play. They love winning. When you get a chance to step aside, like, do you play golf? Do you play cards? I know you're studying. Exam week is coming up, but what are some of the things that you're doing?
Well, right now, of course, a lot of studying. I have so many papers and presentations to do right now. Difficulties being a student athlete, but you know, my off time, I like to shop, honestly. Like, I have a collection of perfumes in my house and in here. You know, I collect a lot of perfumes, or, you know, just clothes or shoes, things like that. But you know, I like to hang out with my friends, like, and just chill, kind of be relaxed when I'm not, you know, super energetic on the court, and I have that time to just chill because there's not a lot of time to do so. I kind of do that, either go for drives, looking at houses, things like that, if I'm not shopping.
Well, are you going to be a real estate person? Are you going to be a fashion designer, like, any of that up your sleeve?
No, probably not. Just coaching basketball, staying, I feel.
Okay, so let's talk about UConn, because we're going to put this podcast out before Thursday. And we're filming or taping this on Wednesday before the big game day on Thursday. And it's a game that everyone has circled on their calendar. Everybody's pointing to that game. We're excited about it. It's a competitor's competitive game, right? Mm-hmm. If you like to compete, this is not for the soft.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing to make sure that your team is ready to play?
I'm kind of just being the player that I've always been, just being that vocal leader, you know, communicating extra, you know, leading by example, playing defense, diving on the floor, getting stops, even in practice, you know, just being that vocal leader and making sure that, you know, everybody's locked in, that we're locked into the scout, that, you know, I'm kind of focused on who I'm guarding and making sure that, you know, I'm doing what I can, the best that I can for my team to help my teammates.
And your energy is fueled by what?
I don't know. Sleep. Good sleep. You know, I try and bring it every single practice, every single game, because I know I'm that player for my team. I know that's what they need. So once I took on that role, I try and be consistent in doing that.
Well, Hannah, you bring it every night, and we're all benefiting from it because it's pure joy watching you play with the kind of joy that you play with your teammates. And we appreciate you being with us on Nothing But Net on the eve of the big game against UConn on Thursday. Hannah Hidalgo, the all-star, all-American from Notre Dame. Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you.